After the restatement of the trio, the second extract breaks off, since the next 100 bars, a subsidiary central episode, aren't properly composed. For the last extract, we pick up the very end of this passage for the final restatement of scherzo and trio. Here there's a characteristic example of the way in which I've had to evolve a full symphonic texture out of a mere hint. For the restatement of the trio, the manuscript has only the upper melodic line and the bass for a few bars. Here's the beginning of the passage as it stands, played by the strings.